Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Rachel with an EL, who says, how do I look smart when I just want to wear comfy knits? I love a comfy knit too. So when we're thinking about comfy knits, it's looking at a better quality comfy knit rather than one that is worn out, one that fits you rather than one that's really sloppy. And thinking about, can you accessorize your comfy knit in some way or other? So often an accessory, scarf, necklace, brooches, earrings, feature earrings, all these things make your comfy knits just step up a level. There's nothing wrong with like to wear a comfy knit. And even things like, can you find a comfy knit in a pattern or something if you don't want to accessorize? These are all ways of making your comfy knits look more stylish. There is nothing wrong with comfy knits. I think I almost live in them. But it's just looking for the quality, the fit. If they get worn out, stretched or baggy or saggy, it's time to let them go. If they've stained or overly pilled, it's time to let them go. But otherwise, you know, making sure they're in great colours that flatter you, making sure that they're in good condition, and then putting them together in a way which creates an outfit instead of I've just thrown on a knit and a pair of jeans or something like that. So that would be my advice to help you think about putting your style together while still remaining comfortable. There's no reason why you have to be uncomfortable to be stylish. Well, you don't have to be uncomfortable to be stylish. Next question comes from another Rachel, but this one's AEL. She says, I have a long body and short legs. How can I look in proportion without wearing heels? And it's really very easy to do this. You don't have to wear heels to be in proportion. It's just thinking about the lengths of what you are wearing. So the trick is if you've got short legs, think shorter skirts, shorter sleeves, shorter tops, shorter necklaces. So this is all going to draw the eye up your body and make your legs look longer. You'll also find that skirts and dresses make your legs look longer than trousers or pants do. So if you choose a skirt or a dress, your legs will look longer. Just make sure that the hem is just above the knee rather than below the knee, and particularly, or you go down to maxi length. But the midi length is the hardest length to wear if you've got short legs and you don't want to wear heels. But if you go just above the knee, on or above the knee, great length. And just keeping your tops to be more waist to high hip in length, and sleeves, three-quarter sleeves or shorter, all help to raise the eye up and make your legs look longer. Also think about a column of colour. This is another way of making yourself look longer and not breaking up your body, so we don't notice the difference between your top and your bottom half. So there are a couple of things to do to make your legs look longer and break your upper body up, you know, with a higher waistline. So think about higher rise, mid to high rise rather than low rise. Put a belt on your waist too. If you've got a waisted shape, that also helps to break up your body and balance it out visually with your legs. Last question today comes from Sophie, who says, how do I organize my closet with clothes that reflect me? At the moment, it's all over the place and I'm not sure where to start. So the first thing I would do is actually just organize your closet so you can see what you have. So put like items together. So skirts with skirts, pants with pants, tops with tops. And then put similar colours together so that it, you know, like all your white shirts together, your yellow shirts, your blue shirts, your red shirts, your pink shirts, your purple shirts, your green shirts. I can keep going like that, but it would get very boring. So put like things together in like colours. This will allow you to see what you actually have. Then what I want you to do is actually start wearing everything. So every day, try and wear something different and notice if you are enjoying wearing these clothes or not. Because there are things that should be kept and there are things that should be let go of. And you want to actually figure out what are the things in your wardrobe that you love, that you enjoy wearing, that work for you, that make you feel great, so that you can go, I want to wear more of that. And then what are the things that you put on and you think, it's not really me, or I feel uncomfortable, or they're not very flattering on in some way or other. And you can let those things go. So then you could weed out all the things that aren't working for you. And then you can look for more things that are related to the things that do work for you. And this is, of course, where getting a style education comes in, because the more you know about what actually suits you, the colours, the shapes, the styles, all those sorts of things, the easier it is to only shop for the things that work for you and leave all the other stuff in the store. Because generally what we can do when we're feeling that we're just overwhelmed by our stuff and we're feeling unstylish is that we've bought too many things that are too different, that are unrelated to us, and we just are overwhelmed by it. So starting by organizing what you've got and then working through. So start wearing everything and start noticing. You don't have to keep everything. Start noticing if something doesn't feel good, let it go. Start weeding those things out. As my mother always used to say, you can't see the wood for the trees. So weed those things out so you can work out what you've really got. And then you can start figuring out, well, what do I enjoy wearing? Take photos of your outfits. The more you know and you can look at it and you're going, why do I love this outfit? Then you've got some chance of replicating it without making a complete copy, but replicating it in a way that you go, this is my style. This is how I like to get dressed. This is what I feel good in, rather than just, you know, having all sorts of random things in your wardrobe, or it being full of wardrobe orphans, or it being full of clones, which are some of the many issues we have. Often, until we've got our wardrobe organized, we just have no idea what's in there. And so it makes it very hard to create stylish outfits. And of course, if you do want that style education, please join my 7 Steps to Style program. This is where you'll discover how your personality influences your style choices and why you like some things and why you don't like other things. You know, what suits you physically, your body shape, your face, your, you know, all your physical being, what suits your colouring, what are the colours that make you shine and look amazing, how your personal values influence all your style choices as well, and they are really important. How to organise your wardrobe, how to think about what to keep and what to get rid of. There's a lot of techniques we've got in there. And of course, how to shop, how to put your style together as a whole. So taking everything you learn in the program and putting it together. So it's the full style education that you never got at school. So if you are feeling overwhelmed by your wardrobe, if you've wasted a bunch of money on the wrong clothes, this is the program for you. And thank you again for your questions. I really appreciate you sending them in to me, and I will chat to you again soon. Thanks so much for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.